They represent less than 1% of the entire world's population, but they demand an overwhelming majority of its attention. You want to know whom? Stay tuned to find out.
Okay, man, start it up. It's all about the Benjamins,
baby. Live from the K-Rod Studios in Stockton, California, K-Rod proudly presents Rod's Planet.
Does your mommy know you're on here?
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it off.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
That's right, this is Rod. And I'm here this week to look into the super celebrity phenomenon and how it all started and the damage that it's doing to today's society. Now, these people are all over television, they're all over movies, they're in print and in businesses, they're pretty much everywhere you turn around and they're always in your face. But of course, it's only 1% of the population, so why is it that they have such a huge, huge impact on everyday life? Now, don't get me wrong. There are some people that actually do deserve some sort of celebrity status because they've contributed something, you know, tangible to our entire civilization. You know, I'm talking about the Bill Gateses of the world, the Ted Turners, even the Walter Cronkites, you know, presidents of the United States, high-ranking officials, and just people in foreign countries that have achieved some sort of notable status. Now, those people, you know, I give a reprieve for them because obviously they deserve any sort of celebrity status that they get because they've contributed something tangible to our society. Now, what I want to focus on today are those that actually lack any sort of redeeming quality whatsoever. And you know who I'm talking about. These Paris Hiltons, the Nicole Richies, etc. I could probably go on forever. But these people who actually don't give us anything but something to talk about. Now, in society, I assume that that's important. I realize that, you know, you have to have some form of entertainment. But this goes beyond entertainment. Because these people have not only lived off of their parents' fortune and fame. I mean, Paris Hilton would have been absolutely nothing had she not been born a Hilton and a celebutante and a spoiled rich brat overall. So she wouldn't have anything but a name and no talent of her own. She's trying to sing, but if you've heard her single, I pretty much relate it to scratching a chalkboard, quite possibly banging your thumb several times with a hammer. It's that sort of feeling in your gut that makes you just want to retch. You know, it's sort of like Kevin Federline, and see, I can't even pronounce his name right, and his mooching off of the celebrity of Britney Spears and what he tried to do in his rap album. But, you know, these people aren't brilliant. They're not smart. Matter of fact, 9 times out of 10, they can't even, you know, answer questions correctly because all they are is a pretty face and a credit card. And maybe I'm being too harsh, but I'd like to think that I'm not because from what I've seen of these people, they obviously don't have a brain in their head. And the sad thing is that people are actually looking up to these types of people as role models. I cannot count how many times I've been on a MySpace page of, you know, some girl with Paris Hilton stuff plastered all over her page. And under the who I'd like to meet, bingo, Paris Hilton. Paris Hilton, I'd like to meet Nicole Richie, I want to meet Hillary Duff, I want to meet Lindsay Lohan, I want to meet Britney Spears, I want to meet all these people who are vapid, who have no self-worth, and rely on everybody else to tell them how much of a person they are. So I find that absolutely sad, and I really, really hate to see that kind of stuff going on. And when you look at these people as role models, you have to look at yourself, first of all. You have to realize that, you know, whatever you're doing is way better than whatever these guys are doing. They may have the money, they may have the lifestyle, they may have the jet setting, everything, and people who take care of every one of their, you know, needs and wants. But your life is so much better because you're actually a person. You've actually had struggles. You've actually known what it's like to, you know, do things for yourself and feel things for yourself. And their lifestyle is really not that much better than yours. Now, in dealing with this celeb craze, this super celebrity phenomenon, I devised a little, well, we'll call it a quiz. Now, this quiz is going to, first of all, test your knowledge on some pretty trivial knowledge. And I'm not going to lie, people. I'm not going to lie. I knew every single one of these answers to the questions that I'm asking. So I'm very guilty, just like the rest of you, of the celeb reality, you know, the whole celeb phenomenon. I'm guilty as charged. I can't stand it, but unfortunately, I am a member of society, and as a member of society, sometimes you take lumps. And I take the lumps for knowing these questions, the answers to these questions, before I even ask them on this quiz. Now, I'm going to ask you a set of questions. I'm going to ask you 5 questions, okay, and they're going to deal with celebrities. Now, and then I'm going to turn around and I'm going to ask you 5 more questions of knowledge that pretty much every American should have. You know, this is stuff that, you know, you shouldn't have to think entirely hard to get the questions right. Okay, now a couple of these, I am throwing you for a couple of loops, but, you know, for the most part, you should be able to get these questions and, you know, hopefully have paid attention a little bit in class. Now, I'm going to get started with this quiz, and here you go, folks. This is your super celebrity quiz, okay? First question. What was the name of Paris Hilton's dog, and what breed was it? You know that silly little dog that she carried around with her and that silly little $500 bag of hers and wouldn't let go. It got lost once, and she found it, and so I know all of a sudden she's ditched it for a ferret, I think, which is illegal in California, but whatever, they can do what they want, right? Next question. How much did the U.S. Supreme Court award Anna Nicole Smith from her late husband E. Pierce Marshall's oil fortune? Now, you remember this big, huge case that Anna Nicole Smith made after her 86-year-old husband died. Go figure, right? After she married him, after a year. She was only 24 years old, and she married a 96-year-old who died a year later. That, to me, is the epitome of not very... Well, okay, wait. I take that back. She was very brilliant and very bright, but, yeah, she had a big struggle with the family to try to get this, and so the Supreme Court actually awarded her a certain amount of money in this last year. How much was that? Next, name the winners of all 5 seasons of American Idol. I shouldn't even have to go into what American Idol is. Obviously, you're going to know the answer if you know anything about American Idol. I, for one, watched probably the 3rd and 4th season with any sort of, you know, interest, and after that, I sort of decided that, you know, the main reason I watched it, folks, and this is my redeeming quality, take it or leave it, I watched it because I like Simon. I really do. He is probably everybody's least favorite character, but he's my favorite because he actually does tell it like it is. You know, a little side story, I used to judge karaoke contests, and I'd like to think that I was the Simon before the Simon, because he tells it like it is, and he never lets anybody get away with a bad performance, and I never did either when I was dealing with people in the karaoke contest. My opinion was that if I was going to award somebody $2,500, a 4-song CD track, and probably a few more $100 worth of prizes, you know, the sponsors want somebody who's not going to make it a popularity contest. They want somebody who's going to judge it fairly and going to tell people exactly what it is that they're doing wrong. Because I didn't want to be, you know, all buddy-buddy with everybody competing. I mean, I was their friends, and after a while, they actually looked to me with some thanks because I actually told them that they sucked that night, you know, or they weren't that good, or they could do better. So, in the end, they all thanked me, but, you know, everybody likes to paint him as the villain, but I like to think of him as an honest guy, and I actually do enjoy what he has to say 9 times out of 10. So that leads us to the next question. Which 2 celebrities fought over Wilmer, now see, I can't say this guy's name, Valderrama, I think that's what his last name is, Fez, from TV's That 70s Show. There were 2 big celebrity females that were fighting over him, and, you know, granted they're good looking, and you kind of want to be in this guy's shoes when the day ends, but at the same time, these 2 girls fought over him. What were their names? And the last question for the celeb part of this quiz, name both of Britney Spears' husbands and the name of her child. Okay, so this one's not very tricky. If you've been paying attention at all to Britney Spears, you'll know the answer to this one. I don't like this girl. I used to actually stick up and defend her music because I thought that it was semi-decent in the beginning. Not anymore. Not anymore, people. Okay, so that leads us to the next part of the quiz. All right, here we go. This is stuff that you should know as an American citizen, I feel, and it's my planet, and I feel like you should know this. So, first question. What was the name of former President Clinton's dog, and what breed was it? So if you know something about Paris Hilton's, then tell me about President Clinton's dog. And that one's a little far-fetched as far as what you should know, but I kind of thought it was a fun little question, so answer it anyways. Okay, next question. What was the price paid for the entire Louisiana Purchase? A little tricky, but tell you what, I hope you figure it out, because you should know this kind of stuff. I mean, if you know how much Anna Nicole Smith got awarded, you should know how much the Louisiana Purchase was made for. Next question, name the first five presidents of the U.S. Again, if you can get the first five American Idol winners, you should be able to get the first five presidents of the United States. Next question, who were the main two countries involved in the War of 1812? A little bit of battle question for you. And the last question, how many Supreme Court justices are there? And name the first female justice ever. I am coming right back to you with the answer to those questions. We'll see how well you scored, and I will tell you what I think those scores mean right after these messages. With a unique blend of Irish folk, pop, rock, and even religious, Christy Hubbard covers all the bases in her debut album, Lockdown, featuring the title track, Lockdown. This one-of-a-kind artist writes from the soul, and in every note of every song, her real-life struggles find a home in your heart. Own a copy of this refreshingly different brand of musical storytelling by visiting ChristyHubbard.com or check her out on MySpace at myspace.com/ChristyHubbard. That's ChristyHubbard. Don't waste time. Add this record to your collection tonight.
The web's newest broadcast.
And now for something completely different.
I'm going to be totally famous.
Brought to you by the mind of a friend.
Any of this getting through to your son?
KROD, podcasted worldwide.
Your ancestors were nothing but a bunch of pimps and whores.
And welcome back. So, did you cheat? Did you? Did you stop this entire broadcast and get on the web and jump on there and look up all those questions? Because I can tell that you've been off and on this page by looking at the number of times I've been visited, and I know that you've cheated. Okay, well, if you haven't, then I'm proud of you. If you have, I'm still pretty proud of you, because obviously I won't know the difference. So we're going to take a look at these questions, and we're going to answer them, and I'm going to analyze your answers. Not that I know exactly what you answered, but if you answered most of these correct, then I'm going to take a minute to psychoanalyze you, if you don't mind. So we're going to take a look at the first question here on the celeb part of the quiz. It was, what was the name of Paris Hilton's dog and what breed is it? Well, the answer to that was Tinkerbell, and Tinkerbell was a Chihuahua. Small enough to carry around in a bag and to make a splash everywhere that silly little dog went. Now, I'm a cat person. I like small dogs, but I'm more of a cat person, and I can understand a person's love for a pet, but this goes entirely beyond everything and anything. As a matter of fact, we almost elevated that silly little dog to just about the celebrity status that Paris Hilton had. And I'm sorry, but I have a problem with a Chihuahua getting carried around in like $1,000 bag. You know, there are people who would die. I'm one of them. Hello, I'm one of them. I would probably kill for about $1,000 right now. Anybody's listening to this that, you know, needs a contract taken care of, I'll kill for $1,000. Okay, I won't. But still, you know, that kind of thing is just, it's, I can't even fathom it. Look, I get tongue-tied and I can't even speak, but I can't fathom it. I can't fathom a dog getting so much attention. So that's what I say about that. And if you have a $1,000 dog carrier, I'm sorry if I offended you, but you probably wouldn't be listening to this podcast anyways, so I think I'm safe. The next question, how much did the U.S. Supreme Court award Anna Nicole Smith? Answer is $474 million. So I guess if you're going to stick your tongue down an old, almost dead guy's throat, that pretty much warrants $474 million. It almost makes me want to go hunt the retirement homes and find me a nice 90-year-old woman with a whole lot of cash. And, yeah, no, I have too much self-respect for that. I can't do it. I wish that I could. You know, she's a smart woman for being able to pull that off. But $474 million for almost necrophilia. It's a little bit sad, but this nation, what has this come to? All right, third question. Name the winners of all five seasons of American Idol. In order, they are Kelly Clarkson, Ruben Studdard, Fantasia Barrino, Carrie Underwood, and Taylor Hicks. My little editorial comment is that Fantasia Barrino should not have won that competition. My vote was for Diana DeGarmo, and my Jeep speaks loudly for that. She is named Diana as well. So, yeah, I was a little bit of an American Idol geek, but I was going through rough times and I needed something to hold on to, and yeah, that happened to be exactly what I needed. So, that was the answer to that question. We'll move on to the next one so I don't incriminate myself anymore. Which two celebrities fought over Wilmer Valderrama, Fez? The answer to that one is Lindsay Lohan and Hilary Duff. Yep, two poster children for exactly what goes wrong when you're a celebrity as a kid 9 times out of 10. Lindsay Lohan has been up and down the diet pole and is looking pretty anorexic nowadays. Hilary Duff has stayed a little bit below the radar, but still decides she wants to flex nuts every once in a while and go up against the likes of Lindsay Lohan. Makes you wonder who would win in a fight, right? I would have to take Lindsay. I'm sorry, but she, even though she's a stick, you still have to think that she can start taking some people and bashing heads in. Alright, so anyways, name both of Britney Spears' husbands and the name of her child. The answer to that is Jason Alexander, her first one from Vegas, which lasted a whopping, 55 hours, somewhere in that vicinity. It was really, really short and really, really stupid. And her new guy, which has pretty much turned her white trash, Kevin Federline, better known as the Paba Bawamba Bamba, whatever the guy's single is, it's junk, is really what it is. Don't pick up that album. If you have a chance to listen to it in like a Tower Records, I suggest you listen to it for about the 5 seconds that it's worth, and then promptly change the CD to something that actually has a little more appeal to it. It's not something you want to be listening to, folks. There's plenty of other artists out there with talent. You certainly don't need to listen to his. And the name of their child was Sean Preston. Sean Preston, who is famous for not riding in car seats and falling from large objects. And now, okay, you know, what parent hasn't tried every once in a while to get away with something? The only problem is that Britney Spears, you got to figure, you can't. Hello, you're being followed by paparazzi 24 hours a day. You can't do anything wrong with your kid. You just have to know that kind of stuff. And if you're going to be a celebrity and a super celebrity, then please have a little more common sense than that. Now, we turn to the part of the quiz here that some of you may not have gotten all of these answers. And I, for one, had a couple of these questions where I was a little bit off. I'm not going to say I was wrong. So I will forgive, but this should open our eyes and know exactly how much we don't know about the things that we should know as opposed to the things that we do know. First question, name of the former President Clinton's dog. His name was Buddy, and he was a chocolate lab. Killed in 2002 by a car. Everybody was sad. Probably had a better life than most dogs, but not as good as Tinkerbell, so we won't mourn for him too much now. Rest in peace, Buddy. What was the price paid for the entire Louisiana purchase? Roughly about 80 million francs, which was $15 million. $15 million, folks. That's how much we paid for the entire Louisiana purchase, which, if you know anything, spans from about Canada all the way down to just about Mexico. And there was a big chunk in there, including Louisiana. So if you didn't know that, go look it up and read about the Louisiana Purchase, folks, because if you knew that Anna Nicole Smith inherited $474 million from an 86-year-old man, then you should have known that we paid $15 million for just about a third of our country. Next question. Name the first five presidents of the U.S. In order, George Washington, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, and James Monroe. Personally, I voted against James Madison. I didn't think that he could sing well enough, and I think Simon backed me up on that. Oh, I'm sorry. This was presidents, not American Idol winners. Which actually leads me to a very interesting point. You know, it has been said and corroborated that more people vote on the American Idol than they do the President of the United States. Now, you can make the argument that, you know, you don't have to be 18 to vote for an American Idol, and that many of the teeny boppers actually do vote about 15, 16, 25 times. But you still get those same people when they turn 18 that won't go to a poll and vote for the president of the United States. And that says something about the society. And I, for one, have been a non-voter for a long time. And I just recently, thanks to a couple of political science classes which opened my eyes, have made the switch to become a voter. But I sort of was in the complacent mode of, you know, why vote? My vote doesn't count. But, you know, when things like American Idol are outrunning the presidential elections, then it's time to wake up and take a stand and actually vote. Because if you're going to vote on American Idol, which has no bearing whatsoever on your life, other than the fact that you may run out and buy their album every once in a while, then you probably should go out and vote for your president, too, who actually will have an impact on the way you live and all the policies that he passes. So, little commentary there. If you're going to vote on an American Idol, I suggest you go out and vote for a president, too. It's not as easy as, you know, voting for an American Idol, but it certainly has more of an effect on your life. The two countries involved in the War of 1812, U.S. and Britain, still, we were still fighting. Couldn't get over the whole we want independence from you thing. And there are 9 Supreme Court justices serving at one time. The first female was Sandra Day O'Connor. There, folks, is your little delve into celeb pop culture and a little bit of history thrown in there. How'd you do? Because how you did on that pretty much speaks a lot about what I'm talking about. Because if you got more of the questions right about the celebrities than you did about your own country, I'd say it's a time for a little bit of inflection. You know, a little bit of looking inward. Because you got to start thinking now that the way the country's going, it's great to be distracted, and it's great to have these celebrities that sing and dance for you and make you laugh and make you cry, but come the end of the day, it's your life you're living, and you gotta take ownership for it, and you have to make your life better, and these people are not gonna do it for you. These people are merely entertainment figures. Entertainment. I cannot stress that enough. To look up to them and to mimic them and to emulate their activities is useless unless you have $474 million from an 86-year-old man that died 1 year after you were married. Then your life is not like that. You're probably a minimum wage person who lives from paycheck to paycheck with a couple of kids who likes to escape, and that's fine. But at the end of the day, you can't escape forever, and you have to start looking at your life and realizing that if you want the big money and the big glamour, then you're going to have to either go for it or accept the fact that you're never going to have the big money, you're never going to have the celebrity status, so start looking at what you have as your own multi-million dollar contract and your own multi-million dollar life, because not everybody's going to have that. Less than 1% of the world's population. Everybody else is going to live like the rest of us. So, what I'm telling you and what I'm begging and pleading for everybody to do is just take a step back and look at these people as entertainment figures. And do not try to emulate them. Do not make your MySpace page a shrine to somebody with an IQ lower than that of a common first grader who probably didn't get very good grades in school to the point where her parents had to buy her way through school. And I'm talking about Paris Hilton. I'm not going to mix words. You know, this person is probably my number one public enemy when it comes to little girls emulating the way they act. You know, find yourself a strong woman, a Sandra Day O'Connor, or somebody to look up to and to say, that is the person that I want to be. I want to be that strong. I want to live that well. And I want to matter. And I want to matter to not just, you know, the people out there that want to escape into my reality, but I want to matter to everybody. I want to make my life count for something. And with that, my time is up. So, everybody on Rod's planet, just remember the cosmos is huge and we are all small, but on Planet Rod, you are all important. Good night and take care, everybody.
That was the worst thing I ever heard.
It was terrible.
Horrendous.
Well, it wasn't that bad.
Oh, yeah?
Well, there were parts of it I liked.
Yeah, I liked a lot of it.
Yeah, it was good,
actually. It was great.
It's wonderful.
Oh, bravo.
More.
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 More.